Chapter 24. Veruca in the Nut Room. Mr. Wonka rushed on down the corridor. "The Nut Room," it said on the next door they came to. "All right," said Mr. Wonka. "Stop here for a moment and catch your breath, and take a peek through the glass panel of this door. But don't go in. Whatever you do, don't go into the Nut Room. If you go in, you'll disturb the squirrels." Everyone crowded around the door. "Oh, look, Grandpa, look," cried Charlie. "Squirrels," shouted Veruca Salt. "Jeepers," said Mike TV. It was an amazing sight. 100 squirrels were seated upon high stools and a large table. On the table, there were mounds and mounds of walnuts, and the squirrels were all working away like mad, shelling the walnuts at a tremendous speed. "These squirrels are specially trained for getting nuts out of walnuts," Mr. Wonka explained. "Why use squirrels?" Mike TV asked. "Why not use Oompa Loompas?" "Because," said Mr. Wonka, "Oompa Loompas can't get walnuts out of the walnut shells in one piece. They always break them into two. Nobody except squirrels can get walnuts whole out of the walnut shells every time. It is extremely difficult. But in my factory, I insist upon using only whole walnuts. Therefore, I have to have squirrels to do the job. Aren't they wonderful, the way they get those nuts out? And see how they first tap each walnut with their knuckles to be sure it's not a bad one. If it's bad, it makes a hollow sound, and they don't bother to open it. They just throw it down the garbage chute. There, look, watch that squirrel nearest to us. I think he's got a bad one now." They watched the little squirrel as he tapped the walnut shell with his knuckles. He cocked his head to one side, listening intently. Then suddenly he threw the nut over his shoulder into a large hole in the floor. "Hey, Mummy," shouted Veruca Salt suddenly. "I've decided I want a squirrel. Get me one of those squirrels."
"Don't be silly, sweetheart," said Mrs. Salt. "These all belong to Mr. Wonka."
"I don't care about that," shouted Veruca. "I want one. All I've got at home is 2 dogs and 4 cats and 6 bunny rabbits and 2 parakeets and 3 canaries and a green parrot and a turtle and a bowl of goldfish and a cage of white mice and a silly old hamster. I want a squirrel."
"All right, my pet," Mrs. Salt said soothingly.
"Mummy'll get you a squirrel just as soon as she possibly can."
"But I don't want any old squirrel," Veruca shouted. "I want a trained squirrel."
At this point, Mr. Salt, Veruca's father, stepped forward. "Very well, Wonka," he said importantly, taking out a wallet full of money. "How much do you want for one of these crazy squirrels? Name your price."
"They're not for sale," Mr. Wonka answered. "She can't have one."
"Who says I can't?" shouted Veruca. "I'm going in to grab me a squirrel this very minute."
"Don't," said Mr. Wonka quickly, but he was too late. The girl had already thrown open the door and rushed in.
The moment she entered the room, 100 squirrels stopped what they were doing and turned their heads and stared at her with small black beady eyes. Veruca Salt stopped also and stared back at them. Then her gaze fell upon a pretty little squirrel sitting nearest to her at the end of the table. The squirrel was holding a walnut with its paws.
"All right," Veruca said, "I'll have you."
She reached out her hands to grab the squirrel, but as she did so, in that first split second when her hands started to go forward, there was a sudden flash of movement in the room, like a flash of brown lightning, and every single squirrel around the table took a flying leap towards her and landed on her body. 25 of them caught hold of her right arm and pinned it down. 25 more caught hold of her left arm and pinned that down. 25 caught hold of her right leg and anchored it to the ground. 24 caught hold of her left leg. And the one remaining squirrel, obviously the leader of them all, climbed up onto her shoulder and started tap, tap, tapping the wretched girl's head with knuckles.
"Save her!" screamed Mrs. Salt. "Veruca, come back! What are they doing to her?"
"They're testing her to see if she's a bad nut," said Mr. Wonka. "You watch." Veruca struggled furiously, but the squirrels held her tight and she couldn't move. The squirrel on her shoulder went tap, tap, tapping the side of her head with its knuckles. And then all at once, the squirrels pulled Veruca to the ground and started carrying her across the floor.
My goodness, she is a bad nut after all, said Mr. Wonka. Her head must have sounded quite hollow. Veruca kicked and screamed, but it was no use. The tiny strong paws held her tightly, and she couldn't escape.
Where are they taking her?
Shrieked Mrs. Salt. She's going where all the other bad nuts go, said Mr. Willy Wonka. Down the garbage chute.
By golly, she is going down the chute, said Mr. Salt, staring at the glass door at his daughter.
Then save her, cried Mrs. Salt.
Too late, said Mr. Wonka. She's gone. And indeed she had.
But where? Shrieked Mrs. Salt, flapping her arms. What happens to the bad nuts? Where does the chute go to?
That particular chute, Mr. Wonka told her, runs directly into the great big main garbage pipe with which carries away all the rubbish from every part of the factory. All the floor sweepings and potato peelings and rotten cabbages and fish heads and stuff like that.
Who eats fish and cabbage and potatoes in this factory, I'd like to know, said Miss Mike TV.
I do, of course, answered Mr. Wonka. You don't think I live on cocoa beans, do you?
But, shrieked Mrs. Salt, where does the great big pipe go to in the end?
Why, to the furnace, of course, Mr. Wonka said calmly. To the incinerator. Mrs. Salt opened her huge red mouth and started to scream.
Don't worry, said Mr. Wonka. There's always a chance that they've decided not to light it today.
A chance? Yelled Mrs. Salt. My darling Veruca, she'll be sizzled like a sausage.